Again, and welcome to the Hotbox number 121. We've got a lot to get through in this one, so I'm going to try and keep words to a minimum and music to a maximum. To give you a small flavour of what's in store, I'll just say that we do have some new material from not one but two vibraphone players. How did that happen? We'll also be taking a small peek into the Bray Jazz Festival, which is coming up in County Wicklow, just south of Dublin this month, in the beginning of May. Listeners outside Ireland, take note, this is one of the smartest jazz festivals around, and we'll sample a small part of what's going on to be there in this May Bank holiday weekend. Let's start with a band that will be there in Bray, and which I have loved ever since I first heard them many years ago. Since we will be talking a little bit later about what influences the onward progression and development of the music that we all know and love, jazz, seems right to get started with a band that is emphatically outside the old traditional values of jazz. Orchestra Baobab from Senegal.
Amiquita bay, amiquita bay.
Amikita Bay was the title of that one from Orchestra Baobab from Dakar in Senegal. And if you do go to see them, if you're lucky enough to go see them in the Bray Jazz Festival, I promise you a great time. Very hard to stay sitting down when you're listening to that music. Infectious music. We'll have some more of that later, but now let's go over to one of those vibraphone players that I mentioned.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Roger Beaujolais Quartet, and a song that many will recognise, I'm sure, because it was a feature of the career of that great vibes player, Milt Jackson, affectionately and universally known as Bags. He didn't write it, actually. Wes Montgomery did. And as you heard, this version also included a guitarist, the Scottish guitarist Jim Mullen. So that was the Roger Beaujolais Quartet, consisting of Beaujolais himself on the vibraphone, Robin Asplund as the piano player, Simon Thorpe on bass, and Winston Clifford on the drums. That's the regular quartet, and you heard it augmented by the presence of Jim Mullen. He's on three tracks, I think. This album is called Bags of Vibes. It was recorded back in 2017 in London, but like so many things, was affected by the COVID pandemic. I should tell you the title. It's Bags of Vibes. Oh, I already did tell you the title. A nice play on words and an acknowledgement by Roger that the jazz world, and vibes players especially, owe a debt to Bags, Milt Jackson, for placing the instrument up front and central in jazz, notably, of course, with the modern jazz quartet. I had a little dialogue with Roger on the subject of the direction of jazz these days, and he had an interesting insight, which we'll maybe discuss later. But now, over to the other vibes player, Joel Ross.
Thank you.
John Coltrane wrote that. It was called Central Park West. It's from the new album by the vibes player Joel Ross. The album is called New Blues. Ross on vibes, as I said. Jeremy Corin is the pianist, Kana Mendenhall on the bass, and Jeremy Dutton on the drums, and Emmanuel Wilkins is the alto player. This is a brand new recording, just issued on Blue Note, and very good it is too. It's a completely different and distinct vibe sound, and a great sounding band all round. So great indeed that I think I'll risk popping in another track right now. And a long one too. This is called Bach, God the Father is Eternity, and it goes a full 8 minutes. Slightly different lineup, featuring the flute of Gabriel Garo. Otherwise the same as the previous piece. Thank you. Yeah, he called that one Bach, God the Father in Eternity. And that's from Joel Ross's brand new album, Blue Note album, which is called New Blues. Beautiful music, hard to follow, really. So we'll plunge right in with a Dave Douglas track. He is headlining the Bray Jazz Festival this May and is certainly one of the most interesting trumpet players over a very long career. He prides himself as never doing the same thing twice, so maybe what we play in the hot box will bear no relationship to what you'll hear in Bray on the night. No matter. This is from his year 2000 recording, which was called Soul on Soul, and which was dedicated to that great pianist and composer Mary Lou Williams. This is his own composition. It's called Blue Heaven. That was Dave Douglas's very tasty band from the year 2000, which featured Hurricane on the piano, James Jenness on the bass, and Joey Barron on the drums, Chris Speed on various reeds, Greg Tardy on clarinets and tenor, and Josh Roseman on the trombone, of course Dave Douglas himself on the trumpet. A truly great band. I will sample some slightly more recent Dave Douglas later on, but now though, something completely different.
Love is to me.
And that was What I Want from the band Lavery Collective. They describe themselves as session musicians. And in an echo of Dave Douglas, we've just heard from, they are dedicated to not sounding the same twice and to developing their music on the hoof, as it were, when they play live. They're fronted by Annalise Firkin, and I think you'll be hearing a lot more from them and indeed from Annalise Firkin, who's a fine singer, isn't she? This single launches in May, incidentally. That, I suppose, brings us neatly to the nub of an argument at, let's call it a discussion there, about what is happening in the development of jazz, and the opinion of our next up featured artist, Roger Bosley. He, for one, certainly regrets the way that jazz now is being taken forward by the new generation, essentially ignoring the black blues structures on which jazz has traditionally been based. As we've already heard, Roger is strongly committed to those structures.
Thank you.
That was Some Kind of Waltz from the pen of Bags, Milt Jackson, wonderfully recalled by Roger Beaujolais on the vibraphone with Robin Asplund at the piano, Simon Thorpe on bass and Winston Clifford on drums. That's from their new album, which is well titled Bags of Vibes. If you want to own a copy, I think your best bet's probably to get on to rogerbeaujolais.com. Yes, it is an album that upholds tradition, but it's so well played and so well worth recalling the great Milt Jackson, he of the MJQ. Thank you. Yeah, and that was the guitarist Dan Wilson with the Marvin Gaye composition Inner City Blues. Dan Wilson and the guitar, Christian Sands on the piano and the organ, Marco Panassier on the bass, and Jeff Tane Watts drums, and you heard Joy Brown there, the vocalist, taken from an album that I sadly missed out on playing in the Hot Box when it came out a couple of years ago. Bad omission. Dan Wilson, Vessels of Wood and Earth was the title of it, and it's on the Mac Avenue label. Well, I think we should go back to Senegal, don't you?
Barale, di ma corazzine. Obeni barale di mangora tinye Isi mini obeni barale di mangora tinye Kamara yille demba, demba bebe. Kamara yille, isi miri mabeni barale demba. Oh demba kamara demba, Afrik bebe kamara. Isi miri mabeni barale demba. Tantamba demba kamara, Afrik bebe kasila ille. Isi miri mabeni barale.
Unmistakable sound of Orchestra Baobab taking us up to the barrier in this, the 121st edition of the Hotbox. And by the way, to remind you, they are appearing at the Bray Jazz Festival this May Bank Holiday weekend. I hope you've enjoyed the Hotbox with that track and other tracks that we've played this time around. And if you have been, thanks for listening.